Hi, and welcome to the 5-Word Prayers Daily, a 5-day-a-week daily devotional where we share the word, prayers, and our heart. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. Second Chances Redemption Week is here on the 5-Word Prayers Daily, and it's one of the things I love the most about God, that He can truly take every mess and make something of it. I'm in awe of His ability to do this. Yesterday, we talked about redeeming the messes from others, and today we're talking about making something out of our self-inflicted messes. Anyone else have plenty of those they could talk about? Yeah, me too. So I think about many of my favorite Bible heroes, and they are at the same time mess-ups. The funny thing is, we love the label of hero and often forget the other side of the coin. But maybe in a way, that's why we love them so much. We are endeared to that part of their story and character, their ability to be so much like us, such mess ups, so very human, and yet also so very used by God. If David can be a man after God's own heart and also have done such terrible things as adultery and have a man killed, then there is hope for us in our terrible things too. God knew we would need that humanity, I believe, in these stories and the people of the Bible. If they were perfect, we wouldn't relate to them at all. God as a redeemer and the giver of second chances is an overwhelmingly beautiful thought. And I think it trips us up sometimes because, first of all, we're busy dwelling on the fact we don't deserve it. We don't. We don't deserve it. That's true, and it will never stop being true. Second, I think it also trips us up because our memory is long for things it needs to forget and short for things it needs to remember. We forget about God and we remember about our past and sin. And all of this is a self issue if you boil it all down. We are focused on ourselves at the core of it all. That's really what it is. But the truth is, this second chances redemption story is not even remotely about us. It is completely about Him. I love this verse in Lamentations 3. You, Lord, took up my case. You redeemed my life. Verse 58. It's what God does. He takes up our case, even when we don't deserve it, which is why we can't wrap our minds around it, because we wouldn't do that for someone else, to be honest. They would have to earn our love or worthiness in order to do this. But God is not like us. He takes up our case anyway. That's what sets Him apart. So here's our job in the redemption process. First of all, we need to praise and honor Jesus. We need to thank Him and praise Him, acknowledge Him, and acknowledge that He has done this great thing in our lives and has given us hope and a future where we've quite honestly sabotaged our own. Second of all, give the credit to Him. So if people notice we're different, if they notice that we're changed or our life looks in some way better, we tell them why. This is our part in the process. And third, we live differently in every way. It's not okay to let Him redeem our life, but we keep sinning or living a life of compromise. We live clean from this point forward. That's our part, our job. So many times in the Word, God would heal somebody or change their life or redeem something in their life, and He would then give them the word, now go forward and stop sinning. Now go forward and change. Now go forward and tell people what I've done for you. And that's what we do in our part of the redemption process. And of course, where we start is in repentance. If we haven't done that, or certainly we repent when we fall again, as none of us are perfect and will likely mess up. And we offer this 5-word prayer, I believe, in that moment, redeem the pain I've caused. We ask Him to do it, never demanding, never assuming, but always with the heart that desires that our mess turn into something God can use to further the gospel and turn people towards Him. In His grace and in His graciousness, He does that for us because that's just who He is. He's good. This has been the 5-Word Prayers Daily with Lisa Whittle. How do you make the most of a second chance? We'll talk about that tomorrow. So come back then. See ya. You've been listening to the 5-Word Prayers Daily. Have you heard about Ministry Strong Texas, our next Ministry Strong retreat we're having in January? Go right now to ministrystrong.com and take a look at what it's all about and why it might just be the place for you. I'd love to share a weekend with you and God and do some beautiful heart work together.